6. Roland halted at the edge of the clearing. Susanna, perched on his shoulder, stared unbelievingly across the open space. The creature stood at the base of the tree where Eddie had been when the two of them left the clearing 45 minutes ago. She could see only chunks and sections of its body through the screen of branches and dark green needles. Roland's other gun belt lay beside one of the monster's feet. The holster she saw was empty. "My God," she murmured. The bear screamed like a distraught woman and began shaking the tree. The branches lashed as if in a high wind. Her eyes skated upward and she saw a dark form near the top. Eddie was hugging the trunk as the tree rocked and rolled. As she watched, one of his hands slipped and flailed wildly for purchase. "What do we do?" she screamed down at Roland. "It's going to shake him loose. What do we do?" Roland tried to think about it, but that queer sensation had returned again. It was always with him now, but stress seemed to make it worse. He felt like two men existing inside one skull. Each man had his own set of memories, and when they began to argue, each insisting that his memories were the true ones, the gunslinger felt as if he were being ripped in two. He made a desperate effort to reconcile these two halves and succeeded, at least for the moment. "It's one of the 12," he shouted. "One of the Guardians. Must be. But I thought they were..." The bear bellowed up at Eddie again. Now it began to slap at the tree like a punchy fighter. Branches snapped and fell around its feet in a tangle. "What?" Susanna screamed. "What's the rest?" Roland closed his eyes. Inside his head, a voice shouted, "The boy's name was Jake." Another voice shouted back, "There was no boy. There was no boy, and you know it." "Get away, both of you," he snarled, and then called out aloud. "Shoot it. Shoot it in the ass, Susanna. It'll turn and charge. When it does, look for something on its head. It..." The bear squalled again. It gave up slapping the tree and went back to shaking it. Ominous popping, grinding sounds were now coming from the upper part of the trunk. When he could be heard again, Roland shouted, "I think it looks like a hat, a little steel hat. Shoot it, Susanna, and don't miss." Terror suddenly filled her. Terror and another emotion, one she would never have expected. Crushing loneliness.
"No, I'll miss. You do it, Roland."
She began to fumble his revolver out of the belt she wore, meaning to give it to him. "Can't," Roland shouted. "The angle's bad. You have to do it, Susanna. This is the real test, and you'd better pass it."
"Roland,
it means to snap the top of the tree off," he roared at her. "Can't you see that?" She looked at the revolver in her hand, looked across the clearing at the gigantic bear obscured in the clouds and sprays of green needles, looked at Eddie swaying back and forth like a metronome. Eddie probably had Roland's other gun, but Susanna could see no way he could use it without being shaken from his perch like an overripe plum. Also, he might not shoot at the right thing. She raised the revolver. Her stomach was thick with dread.
"Hold me still, Roland," she said. "If you don't
worry about me." She fired twice, squeezing the shots as Roland had taught her. The heavy reports cut across the sound of the bear shaking the tree like the cracks of a bullwhip. She saw both bullets strike home in the left cheek of the bear's rump, less than 2 inches apart. It shrieked in surprise, pain, and outrage. One of its huge front paws came out of the dense screen of branches and needles and slapped at the hurt place. The hand came away dripping scarlet and rose back out of sight. Susanna could imagine it up there, examining its bloody palm. Then there was a rushing, rustling, snapping sound as the bear turned, bending down at the same time, dropping to all fours in order to achieve maximum speed. For the first time, she saw its face, and her heart quailed. Its muzzle was lathered with foam. Its huge eyes glared like lamps. Its shaggy head swung to the left, back to the right, and centered upon Roland, who stood with his legs apart and Susanna Dean balanced on his shoulders. With a shattering roar, the bear charged.